bring Joe in on this because his son Zach played football, so I'm sure he went through this. Joe, I was talking about, first of all, the Luke Colbert injury, the NBA kid whose football career ended. And, you know, it was a scary play. He was making a hard-nosed play going for the end zone, and he had helmet-to-helmet contact. But Kevin was talking about an SI, how Carson Palmer said it wouldn't surprise him to see somebody get killed on the field in the NFL, because if you're, you know, we're sort of the old guys here, but we can remember back 30 years and understand with a little perspective that safeties now, especially, you know, and there's no real difference anymore between strong and free, they are almost as big as linebackers were 30 years ago in college and in the pros.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And you know, I read that story this morning. That's certainly disappointing and upsetting. And, you know, you mentioned Zach. His high school career ended with a broken collarbone in the middle of his senior season. So you can relate to probably a little bit to how they're feeling right now. Just hope he turns out to be okay. Hope Luke turns out to be okay. Yeah, safeties, you know, you see guys now that are 6'3", 6'4", 220, 230 and can run. Of course, everybody's bigger, stronger, and faster. It is a little bit scary. You know, that's why these guys work so hard to be in great shape, to be in great condition, to be able to handle, you know, the beating that they take. These, you know, I think these freshmen that came in, these running backs, got a lot of attention early on because of the physical nature of their play. You know, they were ready, with their bodies were ready to play football, ready to play on the collegiate level when they got to Vanderbilt. And, of course, they got stronger working with John Sisk. But, boy, they take the ball and they run it up into the hole and they hit defenders. They try to deliver as much of the blow as they take. And if you don't, you're going to end up on the sidelines hurt. And so the nature of the game certainly has changed. It's amazing to me these guys get up as often as they do.
And if you – and Kevin does sidelines, so he understands this, and he watches the college game from a much different angle than a lot of fans do. But if you've been on the sidelines for an NFL game, you really only then do you really understand how violent it is there, and just, you know, how the collisions at times are almost shocking.
Well, it's amazing, and Kevin can talk to it. Just being on the sidelines in a college game is the same way, isn't it?
It is, and you know, you're talking about those freshman running backs. I was sitting down there before they went into the interview room and talking with Zach Stacy and Warren Norman for a couple of minutes. I could not get over how big those guys were for guys who are true freshmen. And I know they've been in here in Nashville and spent some time with the training staff at Vanderbilt, but they had to have some of that before they got here. It's amazing when you see what some of the high school players look like these days.
Yeah, so much has now changed. The focus of those guys in high school, you know, that have a notion of playing in college, they spend a lot of their time in high school getting their body as ready as it can be. They work out. You know, the rules used to not really let you work out that much in the off season in high school, and now everybody, you know, tries to stay within the rules, but believe me, even in high school in those serious programs, it is a full year-round thing. You know, the combination of, you know, workouts in the weight room and the so-called voluntary workouts out on the fields. You know, high school football at the top levels is a full-time thing for them.
Joe, talk a little about preparations for LSU this weekend.
Well, we were hoping, you know, every day we go out on the practice field, you kind of hope to see Jared Hawkins out there, and he came out in pads yesterday, but really didn't do that much, took the pads off after a while and really didn't participate that much in the practice. So my guess is he's going to be doubtful for Saturday. We'll see. Certainly we'll know more today if he's able to get back out there, but I believe it's going to fall back under those freshmen and to Kennard Reeves to carry the mail again for Vanderbilt in that regard. You know, the other things that they're going to have to do, they did a lot of things very well in the win over Western Carolina. They're going to have to do those things not only well, but quicker now and stronger. You know, Bobby talked about those freshmen who were, you know, kind of waiting behind linemen, waiting for a gap to open up. He said, boy, if you wait too long against LSU, they'll be up beside your head in the backfield before you know it. So things are going to have, you're going to have to attack the line much quicker than they did in that first game. I'm really going to be interested in that first quarter of play in Baton Rouge, just because I remember Zach Stacy after the game talking about how after a few plays or after a quarter or so last Saturday, the game began to slow down a little bit. That's a phrase that you hear when guys get comfortable. It slows down. It's easier to read things. Well, the game is going to speed up a lot again next Saturday, and we'll see how they adjust to it.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll speak with you again tomorrow morning.
Okay, see you tomorrow.